Howdy, hello, and welcome to Fat Love Talk, episode 107, or 107. This is Zachary Love, your host, and today I want to talk about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. More specifically, I want to talk about that campaign, because it's a little past midnight, and that means it's now Friday, October 21st at the time of recording this. But yesterday on Thursday, October 20th at 10 o'clock Pacific, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the Midwest, where I call home, I got access to the campaign for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, the early access for pre-orders. And this was a phenomenal campaign. I've played all 17 missions, and I have recorded all 17 missions. And now I have to edit all that footage when I wake up, both before and after my therapy. I will be working hard at getting this edited and thumbnails created so that I can slap it onto YouTube for your enjoyment. If you're listening to my podcast, thank you for tuning in. Nothing to follow up with before we dive into it, so we're going to just jump into it and see how long this podcast ends up being. I do want to preface the podcast by saying there will be spoilers. I'm talking about everything, the whole kit and caboodle. So, just fair warning, if you haven't played the campaign yet, I will be talking about spoilers, and it's going to be, especially towards the end, I'm going to have spoilers. I'm going to talk about mission stuff specifically, and that, if you want to experience it for the first time on your own, I highly, highly recommend doing that before listening to my podcast regarding Modern Warfare 2. I went crazy for 10 and a half hours, beat the whole campaign in a day, and it was amazing. I'm going to go to bed with a smile on my face because it was a memorable, phenomenal experience. I took a break to eat dinner. That's why I opened at noon. It's past midnight. I did take some time to eat dinner and watch something, and I posted in my group chat I'm in with some of my friends. I was talking about how the graphics were phenomenal. I don't think that I have a 4K TV. I'm not sure. But on my PlayStation 5, I have it to where it can support the better graphic fidelity. And good heavens, if this is the future of gaming, if this is where technology is going, the motion capture, the graphic fidelity, the beautiful, just crisp realism, I'm all for it. Sign me up. More of that, please. Like, I thought that the Resident Evil remakes were beautiful, but this is on a whole new level. This is the most beautiful, graphically speaking, Call of Duty title ever. And I usually don't give Call of Duty too much, you know, like, I give them a lot of leeway because it's Call of Duty. People buy Call of Duty for the campaign. For Modern Warfare 1, they bought it for Warzone, and it was one of those experiences where you buy the game and there's a campaign that you could play, sure, but also people just kind of want to play the multiplayer. So it's nice to see that they put so much effort and so much work into the campaign missions, because all 17 missions, while I did beat the game in 10-ish hours, I got to say, those missions, while some were shorter than others, the ones that were longer, even the ones that were shorter, but the ones that were specifically longer, were phenomenal. Like the plot twists, the actions you took in the missions themselves, which I'm going to talk about those individually. I'm going to highlight some of my favorite missions. They were phenomenal. They were phenomenal. And I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there at the beginning of the podcast instead of at the end of the podcast. This is a 9 out of 10. This is, for me personally, it's the single best Call of Duty campaign I've ever played. I've played every Call of Duty campaign since Ghosts, excluding Infinite Warfare and the back half of Cold War. I didn't play those all the way through. I started both of them, but I never finished either one. And maybe I should go back and finish those because, my God, I'm all about story content, and the campaign and the lore and the universe for Call of Duty is so freaking cool. And I just love Captain Price, and I love Soap, and I love Ghost, and I love Pharah, and I loved all of the characters in this Modern Warfare universe. And I have a specific attachment to them that it's different than other previous Call of Duty titles. And I can't really give you a reason why. It's just kind of – it seems more connected. And I think one of the things I want to highlight real quick is that the campaign missions transitioned so smooth. In my PS5 being a next generation console, they were so quick to do so. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have some funny looking, maybe possibly bad edits at the end of my videos on how to like conclude one video and go to the next one, because they transitioned so fast that I was still talking about the last scene when the next scene started. So my audio is where I'm talking about. The gameplay itself, there's at least the part where it goes dark and I can pause the video and cut it and then edit that. But it's going to be fun to see how I talk over that dark spot and I talk into the new scene happening. The PlayStation really, really does do a great job at speeding up load screens, because I've never experienced a game that loaded that fast. Like, boom, you're in the next scene. Boom, you're in the next scene. Boom, you're in the next scene. It was phenomenal, and I loved it. It was just, honestly, I'm in love with next generation and the technology, how it's getting better and better and faster and quick and so cool. It's so cool. And that being said, I've rambled a little bit about that. So I do want to go ahead and take some time here to highlight some missions. Again, full spoilers ahead. So if you are not looking for spoilers, jump the gate now, like get out of Dodge and, go watch my YouTube videos and then come back and, or play it yourself and come back, whichever you prefer to do. If you do watch it on my YouTube channel, go ahead and like the videos and subscribe, because you know why, your boy got good content. Love you. Okay. So the first one I want to start with is the third mission in the game called Wet Work, and it is a phenomenal mission. So this is the first time in the campaign that you finally get to see the return to water mechanics. And you get to not only experience water mechanics, but you're doing stealth in water mechanics. So you can, like, swim beneath boats and beneath the docks and, like, stealthily take out the enemies and or use your throwing knives. I love the fact that they brought back throwing knives, and that's going to be really fun in the multiplayer, just to run around with like a combat knife and some throwing knives and just cause chaos. I love it. I love it. So that was the highlight for that one. Very, very fun to experience that for the first time again. It's also the first mission where you get to see Captain Price again, reprise his role since Modern Warfare 2019. Very good mission. The second one I want to mention is if you go from the third mission to the sixth mission in the game, you're going to see Cartel Protection. This mission, I only put it on here because of an honorable mention that there's a section towards the back half of the mission where you're running downhill away from the enemy and they're shooting down at you and they have the high ground and you have the low ground. And you just got to take out a few guys, run, take out a few guys, run. And then there's a helo and you got to like traverse some crazy platforming, not platforming, like side scrolling, but just like, you know, you're in first person and you're doing some platforming, like it's what, Dying Light or something. And then at the very end, there's this really cool moment. I'm not going to say what it is, but it was a moment. And I'm really excited to share that particular mission with you. The next one I want to mention with an honorable mention is a mission called Recon by Fire. This is mission number 9. I promise I'm not going to pick every third mission. But Recon by Fire is awesome. Now, a lot of people talked about the ghillie suits mission in the original Modern Warfare 2, and I personally never played Modern Warfare 2. I do own the original campaign that was remastered, and I never ended up playing it. So now that I've played this and experienced it, I kind of want to experience that now, so I might actually play that and see what that's all about. But I digress. You're in a ghillie suit, and this mission is huge. Probably the largest mission in the campaign, and possibly the largest mission in Call of Duty history. I only say that because of the square footage of where you can travel. There's a section where you're doing some really awesome sniping. And then there's a section where you not only get to do sniping, but you get to do close range combat. And they give you a heartbeat sensor, so you get to use the heartbeat sensor to figure out where people are. And then there's one section where you have to like throw tear gas into like a ventilation system and bring out some people and then take them out. Oh, it's so cool. And that's not even the best part. The best part is after you've done the cool ghillie suit section, the cool sniping, the cool skulking around and bada-da-bing, bada-da-boom, you find out that the missiles you're looking for in this mission aren't there, and you have to, and there might be a location they are underground. Oh, you heard that right, underground. So then you got to go over to a lighthouse and you have to go underground and try to look for them. And I won't give anything else away about the mission, but I will say this felt very like Sniper Elite meets the Hitman style games, and that is badass, and that was super awesome. And it was so much fun because I'm terrible at Hitman and I'm decent at Sniper Elite. But I love Call of Duty and I feel like I'm pretty good at Call of Duty. I don't want to say that I'm biased or anything because, of course, I accept criticism where I am. I let my KD speak for me. But I'm pretty fairly, you know, all right. And I love playing Call of Duty. And this being a Hitman, you know, meets Sniper Elite style mission, phenomenal. And you're going to see a theme here because a lot of the missions that stood out were ones where they took creative liberties to try something new. Now, the next good mission is actually the 10th mission, the absolute next mission after this, called Violence and Timing. There are events that happen at the end of Recon by Fire that transition into Violence and Timing, and you're going to rescue a team member, and they're in a convoy, an enemy convoy, and you got to go get them. So you meet up with somebody from Modern Warfare 2019 who I will remain – I'll leave them unnamed. I won't say who they are. It's a really cool return to the character, and with that, we get to go on one of the coolest missions probably in the game. So they had two back-to-back really, really awesome missions. I was like I was screaming. I was having a fun time playing this mission. So that's going to be fun to watch. I'm excited to see my footage again, and I'm excited to see what you guys think. I really am. I loved this mission because you're like hopping from vehicle to vehicle, and you're taking out bad guys, and you're working around, you're dodging like mines being thrown in the road, and it's awesome. It was really cool, and this might actually be, as far as length goes, it might be a bigger mission than Recon by Fire, but it's linear because you're in a vehicle driving on a road, but you're on that road for a very long time in that mission. So I wonder how large, as far as like length, that road is in mission size versus the wide open area of Recon by Fire. I don't know, but Violence and Timing, phenomenal mission. Loved the absolute crap out of it. It was insane. The next one I want to mention is El Cenobre, which is, again, the next mission after Violence and Timing. And this one, I'm not going to say anything crazy happens in this one, but this one was a mission straight out of Hitman. It was very cool. You walk around the compound area. You're disguised as somebody who, you know, is on their side, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and you're going to steal a key card, get the heck out of Dodge. I just thought it was fun, and it was an enjoyable mission. That's all I have to say about that. Also, at the beginning of the mission, there's some fun little back and forth. So, Moving on to the next one is Dark Water. Guys, I have a lot of favorite missions. The next one is Dark Water, which is, again, the next mission, the 12th mission. And this mission is the mission that you got to see during the campaign reveal for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, the one where the shipping crates were swaying back and forth and moving around on the cargo ship. Yeah, that was awesome, and I got crushed multiple times and had to redo that multiple times from checkpoints, which you will see when you watch me play it or when you experience it for yourself. If you don't get crushed even once, I'll be mad impressed. Unless you memorized where to go to not get crushed, then I will be like, okay, well, you didn't. But going through blind, if you don't get crushed one time, you're crazy and very skilled. I loved this mission. It was so much fun. I was at the point at this point in the campaign where I was like, any gun that I haven't played with before, I'm just picking up random guns. So I picked up a shotgun, and I was running around crates, diving around, popping a headshot off, popping a chest shot off. Oh, your stomach's on the ground? That sucks. You're dead. And I was having so much fun, and I really enjoyed this mission. And I won't spoil the ending of the mission. It's really cool, but it left it put some dominoes into effect that fell and led to the next mission called Alone, where this mission is straight up a survival mission that allows you to walk around the area and craft things, and that crafting is going to be helpful for your survival and moving forward, of course, with the mission. And it was just superbly freaking cool. Like, I love the fact that they're trying new things. The whole, you know, sniper elite hitman style mission, very cool. The whole convoy line, like you're driving around mission, very cool. This mission alone being like a survival mission because of certain events in the game happening. And now you got to like craft smoke bombs, and you have to craft like dynamite, and like you can craft these not keys, but they're like fan blades that you can tie a rope to that will help you if a door's locked. It'll help you open that lock. It's really cool. I really loved it. A lot of fun banter between Soap and Ghost in this mission. I really, really enjoyed it. A few missions back, you were allowed to actually prompt for something in the game that was completely your decision. And you get to do it again here in this mission where you're talking to Soap and you get to ask him particular, like one of three options kind of thing. And it was very, very, very cool. I have two other missions I want to talk about. The next one is the immediate next mission. What is that? 13, I think, at this point. I forget. It's called Prison Break. And I only put it on this because there's a section of the game. The mission's pretty long, actually. But there's a section of the game from a checkpoint where Soap is going around, you know, taking fools out at your command, because you're in the you're like in a room with computers and you're looking at all the security cameras and telling him where to move to, when to move, how to kill somebody, knife kill, gun kill. It's so unique and so freaking cool that it deserves an honorable mention. I loved that section of the game. And then, of course, my last honorable mention has to be the final mission of the game, the mission called Countdown. It was a phenomenal mission. It took everything from previous sections of the game and like put a fun little spin on everything. There was a part of in the mission where you're rappelling down a building and you're shooting into the building, and it's so cool and fun. And then there's another section where you're trying to I'm going to go ahead and redact what you're doing, but you're trying to do this. You're trying to do redacted, and you're being, you know, followed by two giant brutes with armor plates who you don't have a weapon at the time due to situational things that happened. And so you're trying to get, you know, redacted to happen, but you're also trying to avoid some people while you're doing it. So it's like you got to hide and run around and hide and do the thing. And then there's another crafting section immediately after that, because you don't have a weapon because of redacted. You have to find some crafting things and then get a weapon. It is superbly cool, and I loved the living crap out of it. Very fun. It's why I give this one a 9 out of 10. It's the best Call of Duty campaign. And just an honorable mention, Advanced Warfare was my previous favorite campaign finale, the one that had Kevin, not Kevin Hart or Kevin Bacon, Kevin Spacey. And I get it. He's not really doing anything now because of allegations and a bunch of stuff. And yeah, of course, but that can't undermine the fact that that was a phenomenal campaign performance. And I really enjoyed him as the villain. And I really enjoyed, the finale of that. It was a really fun campaign. I can't remember half of it. But I just remember being blown away at the finale and loving the crap out of that campaign. So, I mean, that being said, I mean, I feel like big shoes to feel. I don't know. But 9 out of 10, best Call of Duty campaign I have played to date. So much fun. Probably going to be replaying this just for myself and having a good time with it. And maybe trying higher difficulties. Maybe going for some of the trophies. I don't even know. The Platinum for Modern Warfare 2, unless they're going to update it to show multiplayer stuff that's hidden right now, only shows campaign missions and I think 2 co-op mission trophies. So that's going to make the Platinum pretty attainable. I just have to beat the game on a hard difficulty, which I did that for Modern Warfare, and I live streamed the whole thing. Maybe I'll do that and live stream the hard mode. Not sure yet. Still going to have to kind of figure that out. But guys, what a phenomenal campaign. Now, there is some speculation that I want to talk about real quick. At the end of the game, they talked about they tease like another story coming, of course, after Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, maybe story DLC coming next. I don't know what they're going to do, but I do know this. Excited as hell for it. That is something I'm going to leave for you guys to discover. And there's a post-credit scene that also I'm going to leave for you guys to discover, either through watching me play it when I post it or by playing it yourself. But I do want to say that for anybody who played the original Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2, you're in for a treat. You are in for a treat. Now, there is speculation, like I was saying, that they are going to support Modern Warfare 2 in its second year and release a paid story DLC. I'm 100% for this. I think that that's a phenomenal idea. And it's oh my god, such a fun universe and story. So I would be down for even 10 missions, you know, and maybe not full 17, but at least like 10 good missions that expand the universe. I think that'd be super cool, and I think that that would be a lot of fun at the same time. So we can see where that goes. Of course, it's speculation. But one thing I do want to say is when I played the Prison Break mission, I totally forgot to mention this. But after that section that I mentioned where you're using the cameras to control where Ghost goes and what have you, you meet up with your homies and you free some prisoners. It's called Prison Break, obviously. And you take out a few enemies, and one of the enemies you can take out has a riot shield. And you can pick up and use the riot shield. And I'm not even joking. This, like, one hits everybody. And, like, 3 or 4 hits the guys that have armor plates. And you just spam the melee button. And, like, this is overpowered as hell. Like, I was a one-man army. Like, there's a second mission where you can get a riot shield after this time when you first see it. And I'm not even joking when I say that I was, like, you guys want this? You guys want this smoke? Come on. Come on. Get it. Get it. I was really excited. And I was just running around the riot shield banging people in the face. And I was like, how does a riot shield kill somebody? It doesn't. this is hilarious, and I loved the hijinks of it. So I think that was a lot of fun, and I really hope it's not in multiplayer. But the fact that it's in campaign makes me think it is going to be a multiplayer melee weapon. And if that is the case, God, melee shields are super hard to combat when it comes to Call of Duty in the multiplayer. So we're going to kind of see what happens there. And hopefully it's like a high 50, like level 50 or something to unlock, because I don't want to see people with riot shields all over the place. If we can help it, please. Because I know some people troll with that stuff. But other than that, I liked the shotguns in the game and the multiplayer for shotguns. If they have the range and the kick they had in the campaign, some nerfs will have to be made. That's insane. I think the campaign is a specifically different situation, but again, it just makes me worried because shotgun players are insane. They turn a corner and bam, you're dead. They turn a corner, bam, you're dead. Sure, they have limited ammo, but they need less bullets to kill you anyway. And they can hip fire that stuff and pretty well get a one shot kill or a two shot kill, the best with the high fire rate. Yeah. Trigger finger happy, really accurate happy. Shotgun players are in for a treat this year. I feel like if the campaign is any indication. That also being said, the convoy mission I was talking about, the really freaking cool convoy mission called Violence and Timing, where you're jumping from vehicle to vehicle, you get to drive vehicles in that mission, and I think that's like a sneak preview of what driving vehicles is going to be like on Ground War and on Warzone 2 when it comes out. I'm very excited for that, and they were easy to control and drive, and that's enough for me. I'm enjoying that. I'm loving the hell out of that. And that's the podcast, guys. I thank you so much for listening to me talk about Call of Duty. I wanted to do it while it was fresh on my mind. It's now 12:31 in the morning, and I gotta go to bed so that I can get up early and start editing this footage before my therapy, or at least download some files so that I can have them ready to edit when I get back from therapy. Tomorrow is my first time seeing my therapist in person, and I've been seeing my therapist since January, so 10 months, and I'm just now getting to do it in person, I mean to say. And yeah, that's COVID for you. Finally, though, some back in person aspects of reality are happening. I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. Stay blessed. Check out my YouTube channel if you are interested in watching my Call of Duty videos. Make sure you subscribe. I have some live stream footage on there from the beta if you want to watch that in the meantime, if I don't have anything out at the time of you listening to this. That being said, guys, again, I love you. Take care of yourselves. And I'll see you next time here on Fat Love Talk Podcast.